Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
It is Friday morning. It's 10 past 8. We always bring you Prank Friday on a Friday morning. This is kind of... It's a very funny call, but it's not necessarily a prank.
Okay.
So, a radio station over in England were having a debate about blue badges. Now, do you know what blue badges are? If you have a blue badge in your car over here, you can park in disabled spots across supermarkets. They are isolated areas. You should never park in them unless, of course, you have a blue badge. They're very important spaces. This lady is ringing in because people have been borrowing blue badges from neighbours to park. So it's quite a big topic. Yeah. In rings this guy to give his kind of input on the conversation, but he doesn't take it where the presenter wants the conversation to go. This is a call that involves Viscount Biscuits.
That I have to have my door fully extended.
Yes.
I can't put one leg out and then twist and get the other leg out. I have to turn my whole body and get the two legs out at the same time. Otherwise, I'd split my spine.
Pat, let me bring Barry from Watford in. Barry, when you hear a story like Pat, who could end up splitting her spine...
Yes.
It's a good argument, isn't it, for the blue badge?
Well, it is, but, you know, I mean, I know people have medical problems, but where we live, there's an independent supermarket with a parking bay for blue holders.
Blue badge holders?
Blue badge. But holders. My wife, they do a certain biscuit there, and you can't get it anywhere else. It's like a Viscount biscuit with a minty interior that my wife likes.
No brand names, please.
Oh, sorry. It's a minty biscuit.
Yeah.
A minty biscuit, and it's got two halves, chocolate on the top and...
Okay, we've got...
On the bottom.
We've got the biscuit, Barry.
It's wrapped in silver foil.
Okay, we've got the biscuit.
Right, so she's very fond of them.
Yes.
And it's got a sort of soft centre in the middle.
It's a minty biscuit. Yeah, we've got that,
A minty biscuit.
Yeah, minty
and
biscuit.
And it's the only place you can get this minty biscuit.
Yeah.
So sometimes, in order to get it, it's got quite crunchy. It's a crunchy
It's a crunchy minty biscuit. We've got the biscuit, Barry.
It's a crunchy chocolate.
We've got the biscuit, Barry. So,
chocolate.
Tell us the story.
Sorry. Well, this biscuit, the crunchy, minty biscuit that she likes, you can only get from this particular shop.
What's that got to do with blue badges, Barry?
Well, she likes this biscuit, and sometimes I can't get there unless I park and use the blue badge to go and get it.
Do you have a blue badge?
Yes.
Are you entitled to a blue badge?
She is, but I use it to get the biscuit. It's a very nice biscuit, you know, it's Pat. Baked and it's a chocolate affair.
Okay, Barry, let me bring Pat back in. Pat, Barry is using his wife's blue badge to get what sounds like, let's be honest, a very delicious minty chocolate biscuit.
It is delicious.
If that's the only place he can get the biscuit, Pat, then what's so bad about that?
Well, I haven't disagreed with it, have I? I mean, I can understand his predicament.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Can I just finish? Use his wife's badge.
Yes.
If he's shopping for his wife. But he couldn't use it for himself.
Exactly. I've eaten the biscuit. Don't get me wrong, I've had it. I've had one before. And they're jolly nice.
There are people who use the blue badge, the badge of the owner.
Yeah.
For their own shopping, and that's wrong.
Pat, thank you very much. Barry, it's a powerful point you've made. No doubt we'll get lots of calls on that.
Okay, well, the orange one isn't so nice.
I love you, Barry. I love the honesty of this lad out in New Zealand who's gone viral because he gave an excuse for being really late for work.
So why were you late today?
I was gaming.
You are gaming, were you?
Playing on the Fortnite.
Where? What time did you go to bed?
I didn't.
What do you mean?
I slept all day so I can game all night.
Did you actually?
To come to work.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Okay. And what time did you get to work today?
About what? 5:30?
Today?
Yeah.
You got here at 8. What time did we start?
7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like school, that, isn't it?
But the fact that he went to bed, slept a day to stay up all night... Because when you're deep in Fortnite, my young fella's playing Fortnite now, and it's like, School bag comes off the shoulder, straight upstairs, and that's it. He's in a battle with some fella out in Taiwan for about 3 or 4 hours. It's very addictive. They love it. Yeah. So, but I do like the honesty of that one. Now, I want to know your excuses that you have used, or if you're an employer, yeah. what is the one excuse that has stuck with you that somebody has used for a reason for being late for work?
Without naming anybody there, lads, the best excuse for being late was came in one morning hanging. So what's the story, kid? He says, I had a dream the dog ran away with me shoe and I wasn't waking up till he caught him.
I love it.
Oh,
absolutely love
classic.
It.
Classic.
These can backfire tragically if you're coming up with an excuse to get out of work and you're making up a lie.
Yeah.
Imagine if this happened to you. Have a listen. Here we go.
Morning, guys. I worked in a factory there years ago. It was a great crack working there. But there was this Saturday there, the sun was splitting the stones and all the buddies were after loading into the face there with a couple of cans and said they were going out to Fountain Stone for the day. So I went away and I faked the pain in my chest. Before I knew it, I was laid flat on my back on the canteen table, blue lights outside the door, carted off to the CUH, whipped up to every machine up there, mother running up the road, she thought I was gone to see the Pearly Gates. I was too deep into it then, I couldn't even backtrack on the story. Spent the night in the hospital, missed the beach, but the only benefit is I got a week off work with full pay.
Nothing is stopping that.
Oh, that is such a good story.
Oh, my God.
And laid out on the canteen table.
Blue lights, ambulance arrived. Because that's what they do. If you lie to HR, they will haul in an ambulance.
Oh, yes,
they will
protocols.
Send you to the hospital. This happens.
Hi, guys. So my husband was working in a supermarket years ago, like, I don't know, 15 years ago, and he was dying hungover. So he just needed to go home and he wasn't calling sick. So he went up to the HR and said that he had a bad trip, like fell and hurt his leg or something. And he was like, oh, I just have to go home. And your one was like, well, that's terrible. I'll ring the taxi for you there to go to A&E. And he didn't know how to get out of it. So he went in the taxi and went out to A&E and was there for way longer than what during his shift hungover would have actually been.
So not only was he hanging, he had to now sit in A&E for 8 hours to be seen by a doctor to be told, sorry, sir, we can't find anything wrong with you.
And it was longer than his actual shift.
To be sent home 10 hours later. Oh, my good Lord.
Like, that's a serious backfire, isn't it?
The best excuse I got was when a lad rang in and said there was a cat on the bonnet of his car and he's allergic to cats.
He couldn't get
into the car, so he's going to take a day off work. Can you do impressions of anything? That's what I want to know this morning. Can you do it, not so much of humans, of items or things around the house or even animals?
Oh.
Give me your best. This is Ariana Grande. Pretending to be a baby.
A baby?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what
my.
In the name of God was that?
You're going to have to play it for me again. That was so bizarre. So that's Ariana Grande.
Pretending to be a baby. She's doing a radio interview. The camera's on her and she just starts inhaling backwards doing the baby crying thing.
The baby?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right.
It's freaky.
Oh, my God. You would actually think that was a baby.
She had a child in her handbag, or it was just
baby.
It was just her doing an impression. Hit me with your best impressions, please, of things that are non-human. 086 8104 106. Or even if it's a baby, I can do a raindrop.
Oh, can you?
Okay, or a tap drip. Are you ready? I had to put a bit of reverb on this. That's the best I can do for you.
You didn't just do that.
I did. Listen, and then I add a bit of reverb.
Oh.
See, down there for dancing, kid.
I'm impressed.
Not just a very average face.
Never had you down for a raindrop.
So I want to know, what can you do? Give me your impression. Not necessarily an impression of another person, but just what noise can you make that sounds like something?
All right.
Let's see what I got here. What in the name of God is that?
That's a half-shaked fungi.
Half-shaked that in.
poor Fungi.
Oh, poor Fungi.
I wonder where.
Did we ever find out what happened to him? No.
No.
You were very. You were actually very emotional about that.
I was very close to Fungi. We were buddies. On the day of my stag, we went down to see him, and he came up beside us and
did he?
Stuck his little bottle nose into the boat. He was covered in scars. He had a lot of scars on his head and his body.
Ooh.
from banging off vessels. And, you know, but that was the last we've seen of Fungi, unfortunately. Never to be seen again. Phil, that was pretty cruel. Since he's gone missing and everything, for you to be doing an impression of a missing species was quite... right. Okay. I don't know what's going on there, but you seem happy enough. Okay.
I think that's a goat.
That's definitely a goat. Okay, Stephen's impression. Let's have a look at Stephen's impression, see what he does here, okay?
This is my impression of a mobile phone.
Okay.
It's on silent.
It's time for dad gags. Yes! Are you ready? Okay. This is Rory's thing. Rory just, he lives, every time I come into work, Rory's like, when are we doing dad gags? When's dad gags on? Let's go for it. Rory, take it away, sir.
My wife taught me to stop impersonating a flamingo. I had to put my foot down.
Oh my good lord. Hey lads, I bought a new horse. Did you hear?
No.
I called my little horse Mayo. Sometimes mayonnaise.
That is bad, Casey. That is bad. Okay, this comes in courtesy of Stephen. I was one of the first test tube babies born in Ireland. My star sign is Pyrex.
Don't you hate it when someone answers their own questions? I do.
Rubbish. Hey, by the way, if anybody gets an email from me about cheap canned meat, don't open it. It's spam.
Oh, no. What do you call a man with a rubber toe? Roberto.
Jeez Louise.
That was from a listener, not from me.
That was amazing. Well done.
Well done.
Yeah.
Russian dolls are so full of themselves.
Oh my good lord. Rick Astley. Do you know that Rick Astley will let you borrow any movie from his Pixar collection? Any movie apart from one.
That is so bad, Casey. I'm not even laughing at that.
He's never
is terrible. Terrible.
He's never going to give you up.
That is terrible. Did you hear about the cartoonist found dead at his home?
No.
Details are very sketchy.
Whoa! Okay, Rory O'Hagan, please.
I got a new pair of gloves today, but they're both lefts, which on one hand is great, but on the other, it's just not right.
Listeners, save the day, please.
At gangs, I don't really like stairs. They're always up to something.
Hey!
Two goldfish in a tank. One says to the other, any idea how to drive this?
Hey! Rory.
A Spanish magician tells the audience he will disappear on the count of three. He says, unos, dos, and poof, he disappears without a trace.
Big.
I asked my dog what's 2 minus 2. He said nothing.
This is without doubt the worst week, the best worst week we've ever had. Okay, let's go.
How are you getting on? Oh well, I'll throw one leg over first.
Is that the joke?
Where's the punchline?
I think there might be a bit. He obviously started the joke and then hit record.
Oh, that was it.
What?
That's broken my brain.
Yeah.
I think the joke is, what did the horse say to the man with no legs? And then it's,
how are you getting on?
That's the answer. I could be wrong.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Finish the name of this classic show. Murder, She?
Yes.
Where in Cork is the Rugby Sevens usually held?
In Sale.
Maya Jama is in an on-off relationship with what rapper?
Stormzy.
Question 4. In Cork Airport, what former football manager is in statue form?
George Harrison.
Question number five. What video game could also be called 2 weeks?
Fortnite.
Question number six. CR7 is a brand owned by what footballer?
Ronaldo.
Question seven. What is the Cork slang for the word alcohol?
Gas.
Question eight. Who wrote the theme to Father Ted? Theme tune to Father Ted.
Neil Hannon.
Question number nine. What year was the 9/11 attacks?
2001.
And question number 10. What modern day item made in a cameo appearance in the final season of Game of Thrones? Quickly.
Coffee cups and sherbet.
Jesus, you shouted that one out at me.
Yeah.
Murder, She Wrote is correct. Kinsale is correct. Has the Kinsale 7's been on for a while? I haven't heard.
No, I haven't either, actually.
It used to be.
I don't think they've been back.
No, yeah. I don't think they have either.
Come on, Kinsale 7's.
Sorry, could be
it
wrong,
out.
By the way.
Get them back. They're an amazing, absolutely incredible weekend.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Stormzy is correct. The football manager that's in Statue Farm used to be in the old part of Cork Airport. Then they moved him in upstairs, yeah, up near the restaurant. Jack Charlton. He's sitting there with a little fishing rod, isn't he? Fortnite is correct. Ronaldo is correct. The Cork slang word for alcohol is gat. Who wrote the theme tune to Father Ted? Victoria?
I didn't know this one.
You said Neil Hannon, did you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I heard a Neil and I heard a... I'm doing blah. But I think it was Hannon.
Yeah, she did say Neil Hannon.
You sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
100%.
Not 100, but fairly.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm only messing with you. Well done. Songs of Love by Neil Hannon is the theme tune to Father Ted. What year were the 9/11 attacks? 2001 is correct. And what modern day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones?
No idea.
Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Obsessed. Seen it 15 times every episode.
Well, wow.
That's obviously why you know the answer. You just won a grand.
Yes!
Oh, yes! Wow. 10 out of 10. Absolutely nailed it. And another winner in the space of a few days. That is incredible.
Wow.
Hey, Tina from Connor on her way to work this morning.
Yeah. She's another good one. I bet you're good at pub quizzes, Tina, are you?
Well, no, because I drink when I'm at the pub. So I'm much better in the morning.
Yeah, the only question she can answer is what time is the taxi picking her up at?
Oh, I never get a taxi. My pub is 2 minutes walk.
Tina, congratulations. You absolutely aced it. Are you complainers?
No. You are, though, aren't you?
Me?
I'm only joking.
Not
I'm
at
winding
all
you up this morning. I'm only winding him up.
If you had something to give out about, would you say it to somebody?
No. Probably not.
It's the odd time in a restaurant, but like, you know, you're like talking to Mrs. going, oh, this food is awful. It's cold. It's not what I ordered.
And then they come over to you and go, is everything all right?
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Why do we do that?
I don't
know. It's very nice. Thank you.
I would never complain about food in particular.
Even if it was manky, like
I'd
just
be concerned about what was coming back out to me after the complaint.
The old filler steak could take a trip down someone's jocks before it came back out to you. Don't say that hasn't happened. I want you to have a listen to this lad. He rings up and asks because he's got an issue with his pizza. All right, now he bought a dodgy pizza. Okay, and this is the service call.
Afternoon, you should ask the service team. How can I help? Hey, I'm really not happy. I'd like to make a complaint, please. Okay then, sir, what's this complaint about? Listen, I've just bought a pizza in Asda's in Merthyr Tydfil. I've just got home. There's absolutely no topping on it. You know, that's my dinner for the night.
Well, there's no topping on it whatsoever?
No, just bread.
Just bread and tomato sauce?
No, not even tomato sauce, just bread.
Oh, okay then, sir. Sorry about that, first of all. But thanks for letting us know this information. Because what I'm actually going to do for you now is I'm going to log a product quality claim. And this is where we're going to get you out of an apology and also a goodwill gesture for the inconvenience caused by a product.
I mean, what about my dinner now, though? I've got to go hungry, have I?
Sorry about that, sir, but if you could get back to store, they'd be able to exchange this for you.
Oh, I've got to go all the way back up to Asda just to take this bloody pizza back. Going to get a new one with topping on.
Could I get one delivered?
It's just, you know, it's a long way. I mean, that's a doubtless topping Asda. I'm all the way back my town. It's a long way to go. I mean, look at it. It's just,
I've opened it upside down.
What a donkey. Legend. I love it. KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. I'm setting the scene here. I'm setting the scene of tragedy, heartbreak, and a tale of money woes. Any of you crypto bros into the old crypto scene?
I was for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, me too.
What did you get involved in?
It was a flash in the pan.
Yeah, it's Bitcoin. It's like, oh, everyone's like, you got to invest in Bitcoin.
Got to jump on Bitcoin and everything.
There was a bit of a panic about it, wasn't there, a couple of years ago, where everyone was like, yeah, let's get on that.
And then I lost 20 quid and I never went back.
Never, ever. Shout out to the Shiba Inu holders this morning. Yeah. If you know, lads. Things are absolutely rocking on the meme coin Shiba. But Bitcoin has hit an all-time high. An incredible amount of money. I'll get to that in a moment. Its lowest point to buy Bitcoin. If you're not familiar with cryptocurrency, these are digital bits that you can buy that have a, they have a fee amount when they start. They usually start tiny, like 0.05 cent will get you one digital coin.
Yeah.
And these are stored on blockchain wallets. And you can transfer them back and over, sell them, convert them into other coins. It's a massive industry. It's worth over $3 trillion at the moment.
Is it?
It's huge. Now, if you were involved in Bitcoins back in the day, the lowest Bitcoin price was in 2010, you could buy one for 0.05. Okay? You could buy one single Bitcoin. Today is slightly different. But first of all, let me introduce you to this man who once bought two pizzas for a load of Bitcoin.
I'm offering 10,000 Bitcoins in exchange for some pizza. And somebody there said, hey, I'll take you up on that offer. So sent him the 10,000 Bitcoin. I said, okay, here it is. You know, I'm waiting for my pizza. And, you know, he phoned it in. He paid with his credit card. And the pizza showed up at my door. Here you can see the original pizzas. And that's my daughter's hand. She was a year old.
You paid 10,000 Bitcoins for one pizza?
It was two pizzas, actually.
Oh, you got two pizzas out of it. Yeah. What would it be worth today?
Bitcoin hit an all-time high of 67,000 euro per coin. He bought two pizzas for $670 million. I swear to you.
Good Lord.
Oh, my.
Isn't that absolutely incredible?
Oh, my goodness.
At least he got two pizzas out of it.
But that's what
bargain.
I was thinking. There's at least some good out of it. Two pizzas. Vic, we started talking about this earlier on this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so I brought you just a little throwaway story. A man over in Spain held his own funeral a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
What he decided to do, he on his farm that he owns, he dug a grave, bought a coffin, and wanted to experience what it was like to be buried alive. But he also wanted to experience what it was going to be like to have his own funeral. And I don't know, was he a little bit tapped or whatever? But like,
I'd say so, yeah.
But his name is Victor Emilia. He said farewell to his friends and family, went underground to experience death. He said the stunt gave him a renewed vigour for life. They brought a priest around. They did the eulogies, the blessings.
The whole shebang.
Friends and family were standing over, weeping over the coffin as the coffin was lowered into the ground. He said the thing he remembers about it most is lying in the coffin, complete darkness, hearing the slaps of soil on the coffin as the shovel loads of dirt was thrown on top of him. But he went down there and he stayed down there for only 1 hour. That was enough.
Right.
Now, I thought that was crazy enough.
It is crazy.
And then Seamus from the Neil Prendeville Show. How are you, horse?
How are you going?
Hey, Seamus.
Sends me a message going, that's nothing.
Yeah.
This has happened in Cork.
This
is nuts.
In Cove, better still. You know, great things come out of Cove, Vic, don't they?
Yeah.
Up the road from you.
Up the road from me. This is crazy, this story.
Tell me about Tim Hayes.
Tim Hayes, affectionately known in Cove as the Coffin Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day 1966, he said goodbye to his mother after having the Christmas dinner, the plum pudding, the whole lot.
Yeah.
And decided to walk off up the road and be buried alive. There were a few people around. He tried to break a world record.
Yeah.
There was a pipe connecting the coffin. Now, the coffin was bigger than a normal coffin, so he could move around.
Bit more space, yeah.
Bit more space. He brought down a few books to read, like Dracula.
Oh, my, what?
and the beautiful coffin.
Yeah.
And he ended up staying down there for 100 hours.
That is incredible. Like, what, the guts of 4.5 days?
Oh, my.
It's even, it attracted more and more crowds. And his mother said in an interview that she died 100 times while
course,
he was down there. But
what about food and toilets and all of that kind of stuff?
So many questions.
Well, we have Tim there on the hot keys. He'll tell you, but poor old Tim passed away in 2005.
Yeah.
But he was well known around town. He used to go into the Heritage Centre and sit down and watch his video, because there's a little video of him being buried alive there in the Heritage Centre.
That's crazy. Have a listen. Here we go.
Tim, are you happy down there? Tell me, what does it feel to be down there with people talking to you from the surface?
Oi. Lovely. I'm that happy now, if they put a corpse in alongside me, it wouldn't worry me.
Any feeling of loneliness?
No, not a bit in the world.
What about claustrophobia, Tim? Does this worry you?
No, never did.
Tim, one of the things you told Newsbeat earlier was that you were looking forward to the sound of the earth and the stones hitting the coffin as they buried you. Did you find that this was quite as pleasant as you expected?
Oh, yes, I was looking forward to it. It was lovely to hear it thumping off of the lid.
Do you have any doubts whatever, Tim, that you'll make this record?
No, I knew I'd make it.
Tim, you know Newsbeat is a programme that concentrates to some extent on getting public toilets for people. What about your problems down there?
Oh dear, okay, everything has worked out better than I expected. If the committee left me stay here for a week, I'd stay here.
By the time the existing record of 100 hours had been equalled, there were thousands in Ballymore to applaud the achievement.
That is absolutely crazy. And in the background, you can hear the Debenhams protesters who were were there from back in the day.
Oh, listen.
We still didn't get a conclusion though, as to how he did it.
No.
We may never know. There was another guy who attempted it. I think he was a tip guy
living
in London. And Vic, you might have a bit
more. Mike Meaney was his name. He was a 33-year-old builder. And he was buried alive in Kilburn in London for 61 days in the 1960s, helped by a Kerry-born publican called Butty Sue Guru.
Oh, my God.
A hair of a minute.
Would you try it yourself, Casey?
Do you know what? I was talking to Vic about this off here. I think I could do it for an hour.
Yeah, what? Really?
I could do it for an hour. If I had everything set up and I knew...
I'm sure the good people in Cork can rally behind you.
I was going to say, we'll soon sort that out for you if you really want to do it.
We could get you measured up, there's no problem.
Knowing you feckers, you'd leave me there.
There's no way we'd ever do that, Casey.
We'd never?
Nah,
you
never.
You promise?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you'd bring me
never,
back up?
Never.
Okay, all right.
I wanna wake up. Red FM Breakfast.
With KC.
KC.
Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.